My name is Domenica Guide. I'm an Equal Treatment Commissioner for the Dutch Equal Treatment Commission.
Why is this Council of Europe-sponsored conference important to you?
At this moment, the free movement of people is not our jurisdiction, but in the near future, hopefully next week, the Senate will pass a law in which we are going to be the National Human Rights Institute of the Netherlands, and then from there on, also migration issues are very interesting and very important, are part of the things we are going to do, and also because the free movement has also to do with the right of family life and the right of employment and when these two intersect. So I think it's very, very important that on this issue we have to be cautious and make visible what the price and what are the problems people are encountering, LGBTI people.
The Netherlands has a reputation as being a progressive country on LGBT issues. Is that the case as far as you're concerned?
Yes, in many cases it is. We see that the Dutch government is very willing to look upon LGBTI cases, and also especially on migration and refugee issues, also dealing with the LGBTI people, it's really going forward.
Given the prevalence of hate crimes and physical violent attacks on LGBT people across Europe, there may well be a criticism that a two-day conference on recognition of same-sex marriages is an elite concern. Is that one that you could share?
No, I don't. I think it's very important. I think there must be always a lot of attention on hate crimes as well. And beside it, I think we also have to focus on this issue because it touches the free movement of people. If others can move freely, why not LGBTI people? So that's very, very important. And the right to family life and the right to pension, the right to recognize your children also and take your children with you when you move around through Europe and the world. So those are human rights concerns which are very, very important as well.
Is this issue of recognition of same-sex couples important for the black and minority ethnic people who may well be LGBT?
Of course it is, because they are also affected by this kind of legislation or lack of legislation. Unfortunately, they are very invisible on these discussions.
And why do you think that is?
Well, there are not many lawyers, at least in the Netherlands, black lawyers dealing on LGBTI issues. I am one of the few of them. There are, on grassroots level, there are many of them. But I don't think it means that they are not concerned with it. And I think it's a matter of how do you reach people and how do you bring them to the center of discussion and also look at their issues. They might be slightly different. I think that not only Europe, I think it's going to be a universal migration discussion, and that will challenge also this kind of discussions over here. It will broaden the issue, I think, if you bring the global aspect of this issue. But this is a starting point, and I think we shouldn't stop here. We have to go further.
Do you think that there is interest and awareness of LGBT issues within the black and minority ethnic communities?
Yes, there is. It's a discussion between margin and center, I think. In the Netherlands, what we have been seeing is that in the past, in the 70s, 80s, there was a very lively discussion from the LGBT people in the Netherlands, black people, and migrants and refugees. And then in the 80s and 90s, it was more or less absent. And now it's coming back. Most of the time, it's really in the victim corner, and slowly we are seeing that there is an emerging group making itself visible. And I think, and I really hope, that's something. There have been some initiatives the last two, 3 years, and I really hope that it's going to be growing and also setting its own agenda and also making diverse the LGBTI movement within Europe, because we need to show also the diversity of the movement.